Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasus and I am your host. It's the start of another week. It's a Monday. I'm praying that this week will be very successful for all of us, who will have a reason to smile before Friday. That's what I'm prophesying to your lives. Yes, because I want to have the same thing in my life. So before Friday, by His grace, we will have great news. And I'm praying that. I believe in Jesus. So I'm praying for everyone. Okay, so the 24th of March was, I think, Saturday. I went out to the streets of New York. I went to 72nd Street and we had to walk to 86th for the March for Our Lives, where we had to join the young students in their march as regards gun control. If you remember the last episode that I had was Excuse My African, I told you what I spoke about in my other podcast, Excuse My African podcast, and it was about the gun control thing. And so on Saturday, I went to for the march. And I didn't just go to join the march. I also went to record an episode of my new YouTube show. So I have a show on YouTube and it's going to be released and launched on the 29th of this month. I think it's Thursday. And it's called An African Girl Abroad. And I will be talking about my experiences as an African who lives in America. Just my experiences, my life through the things that I see, things that are different, cultural differences, the shock, you know, the things that I was not born into, I'm not used to, things that are very different in my own culture, and, you know, just different things, exciting things. It's going to be fun, it's going to be informative, educative, but most importantly, it's going to be entertaining. So I was there talking to people about the march, about why they were doing what they were doing, their feelings about it. And so we recorded that episode, but something caught my attention. When I got there, I expected to see the young people in high schools, you know, maybe middle school, but I saw old people, people who were above 70, and I saw kids who were below the age of 5. And I asked these old people, you know, why they were part of this march. And someone actually said to me, I'm a part of this because we have failed. We have failed our children and our grandchildren. And because we have failed them, this is the only way we can make up for it. We have to show them that we support them and we want to protect them with the little we have left in us. We might not be strong enough, we might not have the kind of voice that we want to have, but the fact that we're here standing side by side with them, walking alongside them, it shows them that we support them and we want them to be protected. And the things that we could not do when we could, they're doing it, we're proud of them. That really broke me. It touched my heart so much. And I'm like, wow, these people do acknowledge the fact that, you know, this thing is very bold and courageous. Because he said to me, these are things that we're not bold enough to do. We're not crazy enough to, you know, tell the whole world that we will not take no for an answer, you know. And it was crazy. And then the kids, I mean, I was asking a woman who brought her kid, and I'm like, did you force your child to come out with you? She said, no, he got us here. He insisted that we should come here. He insisted that we come out to do the march and join everybody else. And I asked my son, why would you want us to come out and do it? And he said, because I want to go to school and feel safe. I don't want anybody bringing guns into my school, mommy. Let's go. And I'm like, wow. If you're not directly affected by it, you probably would not understand why people were so, you know, it was filled with emotions. The march, there were people who were so emotional. There were people who were angry. There were some girls that were so pissed. I talked to them on camera and they were yelling. They were screaming and they were like, this is enough. We're not having it. They were ranting. It was crazy. And I'm like, whoa, this is so sensitive. It is so emotional. It is so strong. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping that whatever it is that was done on the 24th will have an impact and will change a lot of things so that lives will be protected, especially for our kids. Because I have kids in America who go to school. I have 3 kids here who go to school. So, hey, I mean, this is as much my business as it is the average American. I'm an African immigrant, but we live here. My children are here, you know, so it has to bother me. It has to concern me. You know, and if it doesn't bother other people, then I'm shocked. I'm wondering, you know, what you're thinking, because this has been affecting our children and it gets scarier every day, sending your children to school and not knowing if they're going to come back safe or if you're going to receive a phone call saying there's been something, there's been a shooting, you know, in their school. That's the last thing you want to hear as a parent. So this is Daily Dose saying I'm in support of all the kids that went out there, all the kids that, you know, are advocating for this, and hoping that this will make an impact, and especially for the assault rifles, to take them off the streets, make it inaccessible for ordinary civilians to have access to it, and do more broad background checks, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to share with you guys what happened over the weekend, and hoping that you would watch when it comes out. My TV show is called An African Girl Abroad, like I said, and it will be released on YouTube on a channel called Monafrik TV, MONAFRIK, Monafrik TV. So my show will be released on the 29th, and I hope you all come out there to support me. Watch it, subscribe, you know, leave your comments when it's out there. And I'm grateful. Thank you guys for listening to me. God bless you all. I'm just so excited to be here. Thank you so much. Bye.